Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7 breakfast and a lovely part of the morning because we've got a very radiant, smiling Reverend Shona in studio with us. Good morning, Rev. How are you?
Good morning, Bunny. I'm great, thanks. And you?
Wonderful, thank you. I always say radiant, shiny, smiley because we know with Hot Cares, hopefully we're going to be able to make a meaningful difference. And so I'm going to throw over to you, Shona, to just walk us through the story that we've got today. It's quite a heart-wrenching one.
It's a very hard one today. We're talking about baby Olivia. We received a letter about her. She's only 1 year old and she's been diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, a rare and severe form of epilepsy that begins in infancy. The condition causes frequent, prolonged and often life-threatening seizures. It affects breathing, movement and overall development. And children with Dravet syndrome are particularly vulnerable to sudden changes in body temperature, infections and other triggers that can provoke seizures. And so I called Dr. Britta McLaren and this is what she told us about Dravet syndrome.
So Dravet syndrome is it's an epileptic syndrome. Mm-hmm. It's caused by a genetic mutation called an SCN1A mutation. Mm-hmm. And this is a gene that controls the sodium channels in your brain, so the regulation of sodium in and out of the neurons in your brain. Mm-hmm. And it causes an early onset epilepsy. So children with Dravet normally start with seizures in the first year of life. Mm-hmm. And they can be quite intractable and difficult to control. Along with it, there is usually some developmental delay. Mm-hmm. And although the developmental delay is there in its own right, mm-hmm. more seizures can make that worse. Mm. So that's why it is important to try and control the seizures as best as possible, but they are difficult to control. Shame. Uh-huh. And with Olivia, she gets very long seizures, which is also one of the features of Dravet syndrome, mm. where the children tend to go into status epilepticus, where they fit for a very long time. Mm. And with Olivia, she does get this. So her seizure frequency is one issue, but mm. she often goes into these very, very long seizures. And for Olivia specifically, it's a problem because she does live far away from Nelspruit. It's about an hour or I think even longer at the moment because there's roadworks. Mm. And for her to be driving in the car for all of that time and mm. While she's having a seizure before she can get to hospital where they can stop the seizure, mm. that's a problem.
Okay.
And somebody else that we've got on the line is Olivia's mum, who obviously is living this on a daily basis. Being with Olivia, I think, must be a really scary thing as a new mum. Yakarin, can you tell us about the first time Olivia experienced a seizure?
Well, the first time she experienced a seizure was very, very frightening for us because I've never experienced it with my two oldest daughters. And we were just informed, it's a fever seizure, so it's nothing serious to worry about. And then the first seizure she had was an hour and a half long.
Wow.
And we had to rush her to the emergency room, and she was basically for about 3 days paralyzed on her right side. And I thought, listen, this kid is going to be paralyzed for basically the rest of her life. Mm. And that's basically when our whole journey started with emergency rooms and the seizures that's unknown to me and all the tests and everything that had to go together with all the seizures that she had and all the emergency visits.
And I mean, that must have been absolutely terrifying with the newborn, with a baby, really. How did you manage with all of that?
Well, I still have a very good support team, the Blofelders Quilters Guild, with all the ladies that supported me because I was a lot in and out of hospital with Olivia. Mm. And it was frightening. It was scary because the doctors didn't know why she's having seizures because all the tests came back good and nothing negative on it. And everybody was asking questions why she's having seizures, and we didn't know until we got a very good doctor in Sandton, Dr. McLaren, that did the genetic test, and that's how we got to the end results for her having Dravet syndrome.
So, I mean, you know, you've described the first time as being really scary, but you've also described kind of a new kind of lifestyle that's involves lots of trips to the emergency room. And that sounds also like a really harrowing experience for a family. What does daily life look like for Olivia, for somebody who's got this Dravet syndrome?
Well, daily life is actually very scary because you never know when she's going to have a seizure. Certain stuff we have to limit, like we can't get her overexcited or get her stimulated too much or too little, and she can't get overtired. And traveling for us is very difficult at this stage. Even just from home to the shop with her is very scary because she can have a seizure in the car. You don't know what's going to trigger a seizure with her because every day is different. The medication she's on might work one day, the next day it doesn't work at all. So you really don't ever know, is it going to work? Is it going to be a good day today, or is it going to be a seizure day? It's really difficult to say.
Sure. Okay. I mean, you know, I'm reading about the complications and the kinds of scary things that happen when seizures happen. It's, you know, prolonged seizures, if you've described how long, you know, baby Olivia's first seizure was. And you've also described these long journeys that you have to make to hospital, which, you know, is a critical time for you to get her to the care that she needs. So you've got these terrifying nights and days of seizures, the threat of paralysis, and these rushed hospital trips. And it sounds like you need like two very critical items that are going to really change the game for baby Olivia. And we thought here at Hot Kids and Hot 1027 that we'd get our friends from the Dis-Chem Foundation involved. Jackie, you've been listening this morning, and we're very, very excited to welcome you onto the line. Morning, Jackie.
Morning, Bunny. Thank you so much. So I have been listening, and unfortunately, a very dear and close friend of mine has a daughter who suffers from a form of epilepsy as well. So I hear what Jacqueline is saying, and I understand the difficulties, and that you never get used to it. And it is very hard. It's very trying for the family. And I salute you all, because I do understand how difficult it is to deal with the seizures as and when they happen, when you're in public, how people react. And the Dis-Chem Foundation, of course, would like to assist, and we will be taking care of the portable oxygen machine that you require for baby Olivia, as well as the mattress, to ensure a safer time in her cot.
Thank you so very, very much. It means the world to us.
I'm so sorry. And I just wish her all the very best, and all of you, and your strength is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us.
And thank you, Jackie, for always stepping in when we reach out to you, the Dis-Chem Foundation. I mean, you know, it doesn't, perhaps to somebody listening and they're not sure the impact of that, the portable oxygen unit is going to be critical to keeping Olivia breathing safely during emergencies on the way to hospital. And that larger mattress ensures that she can rest safely during her seizures as her little body grows. So they're not luxuries. They're absolutely critical essentials. They're lifelines. So thank you, Jackie, for stepping in.
Of course. Thank you. And thanks to all our loyalty cardholders. Every time you swipe, you're allowing us to assist people like baby Olivia and her family.
And yeah, Karine, we just want to say we hope that this makes a difference to you, that you'll have safer trips when you have to go to hospital. And you are in our prayers.
Thank you very much. It's going to make the world's difference to us. Thank you very much.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.